Hi, Patrick Madrid here. Thanks for listening. Check out Charity Mobile and prayerfully consider making them your wireless carrier. Mention offer code Patrick and get a free phone. Go to charitymobile.com.
Relevant Radio is listener-supported radio.
Talk radio for Catholic life.
Welcome to our fall pledge drive.
Join the family.
Good morning and welcome back to the Patrick Madrid Show. Today is the second day of our five-day pledge drive, so as ever, let's begin in prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thine intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly unto thee, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To thee do I come, before thee I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word Incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in thy mercy hear and answer me, amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Well, as always seems to happen, we're here at the early part of our pledge drive week. This is the fall pledge drive to stay fully funded for the next quarter, and we have a need of $3 million. Mary will be joining me here in studio in just a few minutes to talk more about that. But in the meantime, I just want to reassure you this is pledge drive week, but it's also a regular program, which means that you can call in, we can talk, I'll have you on the air with your comment or question. The number is 888-914-9149. Now, I have a note that came in from a person listening in Austin, and I think I should leave this lady's name out of it only because there's enough identifiable information here. So for her own privacy, I'd like to just leave it and leave it as anonymous. So she writes in and says, I need guidance. I'm a 33-year-old single mother of two great boys, but I'm lacking in my faith. I was born and raised in the LDS Church. That's the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, also known as the Mormon Church. My whole family is LDS, and up until I was in middle school, I thought everyone was LDS, and I didn't know that other religions existed. I'm going to pause there for a second and just give a vote of confidence here. I had a similar experience when I was growing up. It wasn't until I was about 5 years old that it dawned on me somehow that not everybody in the world was Catholic. I just assumed as a little kid that everybody was Catholic. And it was a rude awakening to me when I realized that there were people who were not Catholic. It just seemed inconceivable to me. And then when I got into, must have been about the fourth grade, that's when I found out that not everybody believed in God. I actually thought, okay, well, there's some people who aren't Catholic. Okay, that's interesting. But when I encountered my first atheist classmate, I was flummoxed. I didn't know what she meant. She said, I said that I was Catholic or that I went to such and such a parish. And she says, well, I'm an atheist. And I didn't know what the word meant. You're what? I'm an atheist. What's that? Well, we don't believe in God. And I can still remember talking with her in the fourth grade classroom or at recess, wherever we were. And I was just agog. I couldn't believe. How could you not believe in God? She said, well, we don't. So anyway, I can relate in my own little way to what this lady is saying. She says, once I found out about the Catholic religion, I was very curious and intrigued, but I never, and that's all in caps, thought about it more or even said my curiosity out loud. I felt and thought only the LDS faith was true faith restored, and that was that. Fast forward to being 26 years old, and I began a relationship that ended on horrible terms once I turned 30, full of lies, and ended up confirming that he was still in an active marriage. Needless to say, ending that relationship, I now know what depression truly was, and I felt an emptiness unknown to me. I sought help from my church, confessed everything, but that was it. I asked for spiritual healing, and there was none. I was told to serve my neighbor, but honestly, I needed to be served at that moment. I kept going to church, but I felt empty. I was not connecting at all, but didn't say anything. I started questioning what I've been through and slowly realized that what I think does align with what the church teaches. I think she's referring there to the Catholic Church. She says, my best friend is Catholic, and the only thing she offered me was this radio station, Relevant Radio. That was in October 2021, and I try my hardest not to miss a beat. I've started to attend Mass, but not 100%, as I'm still falling short of deciding if a life of faith is what I want to follow. I let other things consume me, whether it be working more or meaningless romantic relationships. Now I feel ready, and I'm ready to give God his rightful place in my life and let his blessings flow. I am ready to move forward with RCIA, but I still have some hesitation. How do I know if I will make a good, strong enough Catholic if I am leaving the only thing I have ever known how to join something that is so foreign to me? I'm leaving my whole family. My children are shocked and reluctant. How do I do this if I am feeling this is where I can be spiritually served and helped, but I don't have support from those I love? All right. What a powerful letter. And I'm so grateful that you took time to write to me. Now, I know at least your initials because although you didn't tell me your full name, you did give me your initials. But rather than say those on the air for your own privacy, I'll just speak to you as if you were anonymous. But I know who you are. Number one, how powerful and how beautiful that you could set down in writing, especially all the things that you've been through. You could set down in writing those things that are tugging at you one way and the other. Now, I'm reminded of what Jesus said when he said to the apostles that he chose, like Peter, James, and John, for example. And you know the story in the Gospels where they're busy taking care of business. They're doing their fishing business. They're mending nets, and they're probably painting boats and all the other stuff that you have to do if you're a fisherman on the Sea of Galilee. Jesus comes up to them, and he says, come follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. He doesn't tell them what the pay is going to be. There wasn't any. He doesn't tell them what kind of working conditions there will be. There weren't any other than just follow me. He just says to them, come follow me. And it's so intriguing about how they reacted. We're told that they dropped everything and followed him because they heard his call and they knew somewhere at some deep level, this is the Lord. And in spite of all the other obligations that they had, in some cases, families, we know St. Peter was married. Chances are the other two were married as well. They left their business, they left their families, they left everything, and they got up and they followed Jesus. And that's what I was thinking about when I first read your email. I've read it several times over now. So maybe if you want to ask the Lord to give you the kind of trust in him that Peter, James, and John had. Lord, I trust in you. I don't know where you're taking me. I kind of think it's in this direction here, and I'm willing to go. But please, Lord, give me the strength and the trust to do what I feel you calling me to do. Second thing I would recommend is if you need some help, because I know where you live, I know whereabouts where you live, if you want to be in touch and send me an email, another email, I'll be happy to put you in touch with some Catholic friends that I have in Austin. And they could guide you to a parish where I think you could really flourish. You'd learn the faith in its fullness. You would find other Catholics who would be there to help you and support you. The very things that you feel as though you're missing now, I can help you find that. So send me another email. And then the last thing is, I really, 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 really hope you'll keep listening to not only this program, but to all of Relevant Radio. Just keep listening every day. That's going to be a lifeline for you. And you mentioned at the end of your email, I have to take a break, but you mentioned at the end, you're leaving your whole family. You're leaving people who could support you. Well, we can do that. If we can be your new family here at Relevant Radio, then let's do it. So I'm here for you. All of us are here for you at Relevant Radio, and we will be your new family. Whatever form that may take, we will do that for you because we want you to be happy. God loves you, and he wants you to be happy. And the Catholic Church has all those things that you're yearning for and searching for. And over time, I think you'll find out more and more that this is home. So I'll leave it at that, along with a promise of prayer as you continue on your journey. I promise you I'll be praying for you, and I'll ask everybody listening right now to pray for you as well. All right, thank you for that wonderful email, and I do look forward to hearing from you in the future if you want to be in touch. In the meantime, though, we are in pledge drive mode. Mary will be joining me in just a moment, but first we have a message from our executive director, Father Rocky.
Hi, this is Father Rocky here to tell you that we have matching funds this hour to go along with your donation to double the amount of your gift. You may have heard or seen my Lenten lessons in the Mass when I talked about the holy water font. It's a reminder of the sacrament of baptism. Dipping one's fingers in holy water and making the sign of the cross is an ancient and beloved tradition of the Catholic faith. Our thank you gift this pledge drive at the $50 a month level is a Holy Family Holy Water Fount. It's got a unique bowl in the shape of a seashell, the ancient Christian symbol of baptism, and is a beautiful image of the Nativity of our Lord. This Holy Family Holy Water Fount will look great next to one of your outside doors, and it was handcrafted in Steubenville, Ohio. It's yours for a donation of $50 a month to Relevant Radio. Give online now at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app, or call 877-291-0123 and join the family now and take advantage of a 100% match.
You know, that last little letter and email that you read there, Patrick, that is exactly what it means to be part of the Relevant Radio family. Absolutely perfect. We welcome new members each and every day, and we're so glad that you're checking out our family over here to see if you think it's something you want to be a part of. Trust us, you are welcome to join anytime. Yes. That is why we are here. That is why we do what we do here at Relevant Radio. And each and every one of us shares this passion to bring others to the fullness of life, the fullness of truth with Christ. Because that's what we're here for. We were all born to be a part of God's eternal family. And we want to give everybody a big high five when we meet later on.
Indeed we do. And we can give you a high five over the air if you want to call us at 877-291-0123. I'm serious. We'll give you a high five over the air. Call us at that number, 877-291-0123, because as we said, this is the second day of Pledge Drive. It's all going to be over at the end of business on Friday. We have a $3 million need, and we're asking you to join the family and help us get to where we need to be to stay fully funded for the next quarter. Because you just heard that email from the lady who is a lifelong LDS, and I'm sure she has wonderful family and friends and members of that church who are just fantastic people, so no negativity at all about them. But she still feels a yearning. She feels that she's being drawn by the Lord. And as you heard her say, she feels drawn to the Catholic Church. Well, we're here every day, 24/7, to help people, whether they're in that situation or any other situation. So when you call 877-291-0123, just know that you are making a difference in the lives of people just like her. You can't even put a price tag on that, right? It's so important.
That's right. That's right. Hey, we got a thank you here. I want to throw out. It's kind of cool. We talk about our family. It spreads throughout the world. We have an anonymous donor came in from Earlwood, Australia, made a special gift of $100. Thank you so much. I think that's the first one I've seen come through on the international giving level. Will you join us too? A single gift is matched 1% during this hour. That means a $500 gift becomes $1,000, $1,000 becomes $2,000. And we need to see during this hour 160 people joining the family, making that effort to reach out and visit relevantradio.com, open up the app, or call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. Join the family now. RelevantRadio.com in the app, smartphone, or tablet. And we have that special bonus download that's been produced by Rocky. How to be a happy Catholic family. It's yours as a bonus when you make your gift online at RelevantRadio.com or when it's the app on your smartphone or tablet. Come on, join the family now. We need 160 in the next 45 minutes.
Patrick Madrid is on Coast to Coast on Relevant Radio.
Say it's your birthday.
Happy birthday.
It's my birthday too, yeah.
Happy birthday, boss.
Say it's your birthday.
Thank you, Cyrus. Very thoughtful of you to remember that. I appreciate that.
Everyone should get on Twitter and send Patrick a happy birthday. He loves the attention.
Oh, yeah. I just love that attention. Well, thank you, Cyrus. I'll take that in the spirit in which you mean it. I appreciate that.
Yeah. No, seriously, though, happy birthday.
30 never felt so good. Oh, man, okay. If only. I was at a Knights of the Holy Sepulchre, Equestrian Order of the Holy Sepulchre event that was in Chicago, I don't know, 3, 4, 5 weeks ago, something like that. And Scott Hahn had come over to chat with me. And somebody a few rows back took a picture of it. I wound up posting it on Twitter. And my caption was, you know, just a couple of old guys comparing notes. Because the way I look in that picture is not the way I feel. I don't feel like that. I feel like, you know, 30 years old.
Hey, you're looking pretty svelte.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Well, I I'm so glad that God has given me another year of life, and just happy that I can spend it here with all of yous on Relevant Radio. What better thing could I do? I love my job.
Hey, maybe since we are in Pledge Drive, if you want to send Patrick a gift, donate to Relevant Radio instead.
It won't go to me directly.
No.
It's not like someone's going to hand me money or something. No. Yes. Okay. That's a beautiful idea, Cyrus. If, you know, birthday greetings are in order, maybe in honor of the blessings that God has given you through Relevant Radio, maybe through this show, if you found something that was lost, maybe your faith, maybe your practice of going to the sacraments. We hear all the time, Cyrus, don't we, from people who have been away from the sacraments, like confession, for many years, and they wind up listening and they wind up coming back.
Remember that guy that was 60 years away? It had been 60 years
since he had
been to confession. And because of Relevant Radio, he's back.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks be to God. What a beautiful thing. So, yeah, so if a birthday celebration is a good opportunity to thank the Lord for his blessings to you and other people through Relevant Radio, that's the perfect way to make a pledge today during Pledge Drive. Now, this is a regular program, so you can call and be on the air, 888-914-9149. But if you feel so moved, the place to do it at would be to go to relevantradio.com, or you can use the Relevant Radio app. Here's another email that comes in. I have so many emails. We're going to get to many of them, I have a feeling. This is from Roberta. And Roberta is speaking or writing from Boston. And this is a marriage-related question, so parents, please exercise caution. You know me. I'm never graphic or in any way talking about things in a way that could produce concern, but at the same time, the topic itself is not age-appropriate for children. So just turn the radio down for maybe a couple of minutes. Fair warning, ready, steady, go. So she says, a gentleman called in, and this is on an earlier show, with concerns about marital relations. She says, as usual, Patrick, you talk to him with truth and love. Thank you. She says, I wanted to add something to the conversation that may help others with this issue. Following menopause, many women experience medical issues that can make these relations very uncomfortable and even painful due to changes in the body due to menopause. Many women are uncomfortable or afraid to talk about these things, but if that is the case, there are very effective treatments for pelvic floor pain, urine incontinence, etc. These can be sought from a qualified specialist in urogynecology. Over the past decade, there has been a lot of progress in this area, and I would encourage any woman having these difficulties to consider this. It is not normal for a woman to no longer want relations without some good reason or pain or discomfort, and often discomfort and fear of intervention should always be looked at by both partners. She says, I thank God every day for Relevant Radio and for giving faithful Catholics a safe platform to discuss these issues. She says, I hope you find this information helpful and add it to your counseling when you encourage a caller to discuss these issues with their spouses. Well, this is wise advice, Roberta. Thank you for that. And I would say that maybe the way you put it, a qualified specialist in urogynecology, which would be a specialist within a specialization, as I would understand it, would be the right person to talk to. So for anyone out there listening, if this is an issue, or maybe you're thinking about somebody for whom it is an issue, heed Roberta's advice. What she's saying here is it doesn't have to be that way. And there are some solutions now that have just been developed in the last X number of years. So seek out a qualified specialist in urogynecology, and very possibly this problem could become a thing of the past. Thank you for that, Roberta. 888-914-9149. Now, there's another email that came. This is back-to-back with that last email. And this comes in. This came in a little while ago, a while back. And this is from a lady named, I'm just going to say Catherine. I won't say where she's listening in for her own privacy. She says, I heard your discussion earlier today about an email from a listener struggling with his wife's complete lack of interest in marital intimacy. I felt compelled to contact you for some direction on the same issue as it has been going on in my marriage and on stilts, as you say. Which, what she means by that is, you know, an even more robust form of this. She says, I know you are not specifically trained in this topic. You're not a doctor, but you give great spiritual advice. and might know some other experts or avenues to get these issues discussed from a Catholic perspective. Also, I know that there are many of us women out there, many of whom are married and devout Catholics, even those younger than me. She says, I'm 54 and my husband is a healthy and youthful 58. I went through breast cancer treatments to include double mastectomy and both ovaries removed, as well as chemotherapy and radiation. This is going back a few years. She says, I've also been on tamoxifen for 5 years and will be on it for 5 more years at least. For those who are not aware, the side effects of these treatments and the tamoxifen are very sudden and severe permanent menopause situation and accompanying inability to engage in marital intimacy due to severe atrophy, etc., as well as a complete lack of interest due to hormone blocking, not to mention the feelings of being less feminine due to female body parts being removed. My husband has been really kind and understanding husband. He does not push me for intimacy, but I know he misses it. We have tried doctors' recommended treatments to no avail. Some of their recommendations go against Catholic Church teaching, which is frustrating and confusing. I am sad that I cannot engage in marital intimacy because the Catholic Church does not allow me to participate in any act other than the one that causes severe pain. At this point, we are basically celibate. Is it okay in the eyes of God and the Church to choose celibacy, make it a conscious choice, and see it as a sacrifice or even like fasting? And is there a way to remain in a holy marriage if I have no way of participating in all marital acts? What would the Church say about celibacy in a Catholic marriage? For example, if the man were paralyzed or otherwise disabled and his wife was deprived in the same way. Thank you. Well, I would say this. Number one, think about what Roberta said in the earlier email. And although it may be that you've already explored those possibilities, she mentions advances that can be very helpful in this regard in talking to a qualified urogynecologist. So this is not my field. I don't know medicine, so I can only go on the basis of that recommendation. But since she herself apparently has found some real help in that area, I would say do some investigating on that. Also, I'm really happy to hear that you and your husband are bearing up so gracefully with this difficulty. There's no doubt that it's difficult for both of you, but there perhaps are some ways through this that would allow the two of you to resume marital relations again. But the point that you're making at the very end, actually two points I'd like to touch upon briefly, would be number one, that within marriage, you and your husband you have a right to romantic expressions of affection. Now, if your romantic expressions of affection are intended to be ordered toward the marital act, everything that is not obviously sinful is entirely licit for you. Now, if it's something that you realize due to the condition that you're describing here that is not going to result in the completion of the marital act, it doesn't mean that you still can't show physical signs of expression. Romantic love doesn't have to cease entirely. You can still be romantic with each other. But the key is you have to know where to say, okay, now we have to stop this, because if you continue, human physiology being what it is, things will run their course and there will be some sort of a completion. And the only way for this to be morally permissible in marriage is to be completed in a way that is open to the possibility of life. Any other way that it might be completed would be immoral. So between the two of you, just think about that, talk about that, and know that you are not completely unable to have romantic expressions of love. And then lastly, if you were to choose to embrace celibacy, or continence is what it would really be within marriage, you can do that also. I've got to take a quick time out, talk to Mary about Pledge Drive.
Each and every hour during Pledge Drive, we set goals to help us make our need of $3 million by the end of the week. And our goal for this hour is 160 people who will join the family at RelevantRadio.com using the app on your smartphone or tablet. calling 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. And kind of to make the gift giving during this hour a little more enticing, we have a partnership challenge hour, which means your gift will be matched 100%. And we have some great thank you gifts for you. Of course, when you visit the website or open up the app, you can see those. There's a beautiful Holy Water family font for everybody who makes a gift of $600 or more. A great way to start the day today. To hear from you.
Indeed it would. Thank you, Mary. 877-291-0123. That's the number to call if you would like to make your pledge. And I'm hoping you'd like to make your pledge, because guess what? This is Pledge Drive, and we have to be fully funded by the end of the day on Friday. Drew's going to back clean up for us, as he always does. And somehow or another, with God's grace and your generosity, we manage to make it each time. It's always a marvel to me. But it will require everybody taking a step right now. I'd like to say thank you to you, Melissa, in St. Michael, Minnesota, for your generous recurring gift of $300. Thank you for that. Melissa gave online, and she's a brand new donor. Also, Marie in Wheaton, Illinois, thank you for your online gift. Appreciate that very much. Susan in Booth Bay Harbor, Maine. Did I say that right? Haba. I probably should have said it right. Booth Bay Haba, Maine, with your gift of $240 online. Thank you. And welcome to the family. You're a new donor, and we welcome you with open arms. The way to become part of the family is to go to relevantradio.com and make your pledge there. You'll be able to see when you go there, by the way, you'll be able to see the thermometer that will show you the progress of the pledge drive throughout the week. So if you want to keep tabs on how things are going, you'll see it there. But you can make your pledge safe and secure online at relevantradio.com, or you can use the Relevant Radio app, or you can call us at 877-291-0123.
Hey, and Patrick, if you make your donation online, you get this Father Rocky talk that has been unavailable up till this moment, and it's how to be a happy Catholic family. And this is a brand new MP3. We'll send you the download of this as soon as you make your online donation, and that's in addition to the regular giving premiums. But this is only this Father Rocky talk is only available with the online gifts.
It has a kind of a nice ring to it, Father Rocky talk. And now for Father Rocky Talk. No, it's a great new talk, and I say it because even though we have so many things to offer here that are digital, whenever Father Rocky comes out with a new talk, and this is brand new, people love it, and they say, I want more. You can get your copy by making your pledge at relevantradio.com. Hi, Patrick Madrid here. Thanks for listening to my podcast. In today's crazy world, finding companies that align with your Catholic values is a challenge. Your choice of cell phone provider matters. Cyrus and I switched to Charity Mobile, and you should too. Enjoy excellent coverage on America's most reliable network while supporting a pro-life, pro-family company. Use offer code Patrick for a free phone. Don't miss out. Act now at charitymobile.com.
Powered by you.
By you.
Listener supported.
Welcome back to our Join the Family Fall Pledge Drive on Relevant Radio.
I'm your Huckleberry.
That's right. Welcome back. This is a regular show. You can call in and be on the air. My number is 888-914-9149. Amazing story out of South Korea. There were two coal miners who were trapped underground. Not coal, zinc. They were mining zinc 625 feet underground. And there was a mine collapse, and they were underground on their own, cut off from everybody else, with nothing to eat for 9 days. Now, Cyrus, true story, young man, they both survived. The two of them, one was 62, the other was 56. 211 hours underground in a zinc mine that had collapsed. And they survived, because they lived on, fill in the blank, do you know? Can you guess? What did they live off of? They didn't have food.
Boxed wine.
That would be an amazing story.
All right, so that's
and then, oh, just imagine if they survived on boxed wine, some good boxed red wine. So when the rescuers finally get there, they're like,
we're not ready.
Yeah,
we're fine.
We have some more left in here.
Hey, you want some?
It's got calories, that's for sure. But no, it wasn't boxed wine, as pleasant as that thought seems. It was instant coffee.
Instant coffee?
Yeah.
They chewed on instant coffee to stay alive.
They did. And they drank water that condensed from the ceiling of the cave. So at least they had some sort of hydration. They had 30 sticks of instant powdered coffee, and that's what they ate. I guess they made it last, 9 days. They ate a little bit of this instant coffee every day. They were able to get some of the moisture from the ceiling of the cave. They didn't even really know each other before the mine collapsed. They didn't realize that they'd be spending, you know, this unbelievable, dangerous time together. And one of the two, he says, we're miners. We have nothing. We're just a bunch of poor men with nothing to lose. He said, we are incredibly resilient and we watch our friends' back. And that's what gave us hope for rescue. And they survived off of instant coffee. So it can be done.
I wonder if they're really addicted to instant coffee now or if they never, ever want to even see another thing of instant coffee ever again.
Can you imagine how jittery they must have been? Because no food and all that caffeine in them, that must have been something.
Oh, those poor guys. Well, rescue.
Well, they made it. Yeah, they made it. Thanks be to God. Okay, now here's some stuff I want to get into as well. This has to do with the age-old question, can you be good without God? Now, I've talked about this on the program before. I'd just like to reiterate the point that I've made all along, and that is, of course you can be good without God. There are plenty of people who don't believe in God who are good in a natural sense. They can be philanthropic, and they can drive the speed limit, and they can be patient, and they can be kind, and they can exemplify lots of great human virtues that are natural virtues, and the fact that they don't believe in God seems to be an anomaly for people like us who do believe in God, but we have evidence that they're there because we see them all the time. There are noble atheists, if you want to put it that way. So this is what caught my eye. Back in 2019, Pew Research Center, they did a questionnaire with 38,426 people across 34 countries, six continents. And they asked the question, is it necessary to believe in God to be moral? Now, as you might imagine, most of the people said yes, at least in some countries. Across 34 countries spanning six continents, a median of 45% of those surveyed said it is necessary to believe in God to have morals and good values. People in the emerging economies included in the survey tended to be more religious and more likely to consider religion to be an important part of their lives. They are also more likely than people in the survey who live in advanced communities and in economies to say that belief in God is necessary to be moral. Differences occur within countries as well. In general, people who are relatively non-religious are more inclined than highly religious people in the same countries to say it is not necessary to believe in God to be a moral person. Here are a few statistics. Despite variances in religious observance, a median of 62% across the countries surveyed said that religion plays an important part in their lives. 61% say that God plays an important role in their lives. 53% say about the same is true for prayer. Since 1991, the share of people who say God is important to them has increased in places like Russia and Ukraine, and it has declined in much of Western Europe and certainly has declined in these United States. Of all 13 countries surveyed in the European Union, Greece has the highest share of residents who tie belief in God to morality, 53%, followed closely by Bulgaria and Slovakia at 50% and 45% respectively. Still, in many countries on the European continent, relatively few people say it's necessary to believe in God to be moral. Just 9% said that in Sweden, only 14% said that in the Czech Republic, and only 15% said that in France. That is a commentary on the state of the Catholic Church in these countries, that's for sure. France, the eldest daughter of the church, and only 15% of French people say that. Less than half in both Canada and the U.S. say that belief in God is necessary to be moral. Canada, only 26% say that it's necessary. 44% of those in America who are surveyed say it is necessary. And the statistics are interesting, and there's quite a bit more. I just don't want your eyes to glaze over as I give you all these statistics. But here is like the top 10 countries, or at least 10 countries that are surveyed, to give you an idea of what these people in these countries are saying. So in terms of the question, is belief in God necessary to be moral? In Indonesia, which is a nearly 100% Muslim country, 96% said yes. In the Philippines, 96% said yes. Nigeria, 93% said yes. Brazil, 84%. India, 79%. Turkey, 75%. Israel, 48%. South Korea, 45%. U.S., not so much, 44%. Canada, 26%. The U.K., only 20%. And it goes all the way down, Australia with 19%, and France at 15%. So you see the highs and the lows. But in the time that we have remaining, I just want to share a different way of looking at this with you. And it is this. And Cyrus, keep me honest when it comes to the clock. I want to make sure I don't overshoot the runway. You don't have to believe in God to be good. And you're saying, what? Are you endorsing atheism? Of course not. Don't be ridiculous. No. But you don't have to believe in God to be naturally virtuous. Okay? You don't have to. But the question is not, can you be good without God? That's never really been the right question to ask. The question really is, you ready? Why should you be good if God doesn't exist? What's the point? And let's think it through here. Now, if you're an atheist listening right now, you're going to say, well, obviously the point is because life is better and you're a good person and it's better to be a good person than to be a bad person. And if you don't do bad things and you do good things, your life is happier. You have more fulfillment. People like you. You're not going to get fired. You're not going to end up in prison wearing an orange jumpsuit and all of the above. That's all true, but that still misses the point. That's purely subjective. Ultimately, there's no objective, and by objective, what I mean is independent from you, regardless of how you feel about it, regardless of whether you like it or don't like it. There's nothing that is objectively separate from you that would say, from an objective standpoint, you should be good, because as soon as you start using terms like you should be good, you shouldn't be bad, you ought to not do bad things, you ought to do good things, suddenly now, you're appealing to an objective standard that people should follow, even though many of them don't. The question to ask is, why should you be good without God? Because number one, if God doesn't exist, obviously there is no supernatural realm. There is no heaven or hell. There are no gods up there. There are no saints or no angels or no demons or any of that stuff. All you have is nature, if the atheist worldview is true. Okay. Well, then why be good? Because if you can get something from the other guy and get away with it, in other words, if Alfred Lord Tennyson's famous dictum is true, nature is red in tooth and claw, and if all that really exists is nature, and if Darwin's survival of the fittest motif is true, and if you're smarter and faster and, you know, you have a stronger disposition and you can get away with it, well, why not get away with it? Because you're not going to get punished anyway. If you can get away with killing somebody or stealing from somebody or running off with his wife or whatever it may be, if it's the survival of the fittest and you can do it, well, why not do it? Because what's the downside? There is no downside. You're not going to go to hell because there is no hell. And yet, the very fact that we come back to, and I have to take a break here in just a second, so I'll just finish with this. The very fact that we all, whether you're an atheist or a theist alike, I'm a theist, by the way, if you hadn't guessed already. I'm a Christian theist. I believe in God. I believe in the triune God, one God in three persons. So that's where I'm coming from in this issue. But you notice that even atheists come back to the should language, should and shouldn't. You shouldn't do bad things. You should do good things. Or even the language of things being good or evil. Think about that for a minute. If there is no God, or gods, if you prefer, if there is no supernatural realm, if there's no afterlife, if you don't have a soul, if you didn't come from anywhere, you're not going anywhere, this is just a meaningless universe. And you happen to be in it for some strange reason. You popped up in the onward glacial movement of evolution, and here you are, and you've got your 70 years, and then you're done, and you're gone, and you don't go anywhere because there is nowhere to go to. Well, then how can you even talk about evil? And you're saying, what? Well, okay, let's say, you know, human trafficking. How about that? Is human trafficking evil? Basically, it's a form of slavery, often with a sexual component. Is that okay? Well, of course not. That's evil. And you're right, by the way, if you're an atheist and you're saying that's evil, I agree with you 100%. But how can you talk about evil? It's just something you don't like. And the people who are being trafficked, they don't like it. But what about the people who are doing the trafficking? They like it. So how can you say it's evil? And by the way, it is evil, and I agree with you that it's evil. But how can you say that if there is no objective standard that transcends nature? You see what I'm saying? If God doesn't exist, if gods don't exist, if there's no afterlife, or any of those things, and all there exists is nature, then there can be nothing that's actually truly evil or good. All that can be are things you like and you don't like. So that brings us back to the question, why be good if you don't believe in God? And if your reason is simply because I prefer to be good, I like to be well thought of, I don't want tickets on my record, or I don't want to go to jail, and I don't want anyone mad at me or punching me in the face or getting fired from a job or any of the other things that go on when you do bad things, that's a sufficient reason if you're going to remain an atheist, but that's only going to get you so far. That kind of good is not saving. That kind of good is not, there's no salvific quality to it. You can't earn your salvation in any case. But if you don't believe in God and you're just trying to get through by being a good person, that'll be nice in this life, but it won't help you in the life to come. But on the other hand, if you are a believer and you recognize at some level that there is an objective evil, an objective good, and that you should do some things and you shouldn't do other things, then you are well on your way to realizing what St. Paul said in the Bible, and that is that the law of God is written on everyone's heart. We all know at some deep level that we are doing something good or bad. And if you operate on that basis, you're moving in the right direction. So I thought you'd find that interesting. Cyrus is going to get a link to that Pew Research study for you, so you can check it out for yourself. There are plenty more percentages in there if you're interested in looking at the other countries as well. For the moment, though, we're going to take a break, and we're going to hear a miracle moment from somebody listening to Relevant Radio, just like you, whose life has been changed.
Changing lives in your neighborhood and across the nation. Here's another Relevant Radio miracle moment.
My father died on December 11th, 2021, and he was on his deathbed and at 3 p.m., and the priest came in and did the Divine Mercy Chaplet along with the Litany of Saints, and he passed away peacefully. And after that, for the next month or longer, he gave us many, many beautiful signs that he was in heaven with Jesus. He was a hard man, and I became a total believer. I listen to you every day with the chaplet.
Thank you.
And if I can't hear the live radio, I listen to the prayers. I do the rosary every night. I'm a total changed person because of that prayer and what it did to my dad.
Touch a heart and change a soul by making a donation to Relevant Radio today.
Love to hear those miracle moments here on Relevant Radio. Hi, I'm Josh Raymond, and sitting in for Mary just for a moment here, but joining Patrick Madrid, we're going to get back to more of your phone calls and Patrick in just a moment, but asking you to help support Relevant Radio so that hours like this, the Patrick Madrid Show, where you get answers to your faith questions or really kind of almost any question under the sun. I think Patrick might not deal with questions about soap operas. That might be one area that's off limits, but no, it's a great hour to support Relevant Radio. In fact, you can make this kind of a special gift to Patrick, because today is Patrick's birthday. Not going to ask how old you are, Patrick, but 39 again is excellent. I'm glad to celebrate the day with you here, but you can make your pledge and have your donation matched dollar for dollar here in this hour. We've got about 11 and a half minutes to go in this hour, and any amount that you donate in this 11 and a half minutes matched 100%. And you can make that donation by going to our website, relevantradio.com. You can pledge online through our app, the Relevant Radio app, or give us a call at 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. And Patrick, I think you've got a lot of people who are wanting to say happy birthday today with their pledges for you. Just show you a lot of love, a lot of support.
Oh my, Josh, I sure would appreciate that. Yeah, so if the occasion of my birthday can be the catalyst for lots of generous giving to Relevant Radio, so be it, as far as I'm concerned. I told Cyrus earlier today that I was actually 30. He didn't believe me. So you've upped it by 9 years. I still don't think people would believe me.
Well, now
to
my
be
face
39.
Is red. Yeah.
Well, thanks for pitching in while Mary's away. But I have some people I want to thank. Mary in Huntsville, Arkansas, your $200 gift online, a brand new donor. Thank you. Welcome to the family. Also, an anonymous gift in Austin, Texas, $100 given online. Thank you. And by the way, when you give online at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app, you receive that brand new talk by Father Rocky on having a happy family. Christopher in North Hollywood, California, thank you for your $50 gift online. Very much appreciated. And Anonymous in Ridgefield, Washington, your gift of $100 online is also greatly appreciated. Thank you so much for that. I'd like to just, for the moment, pop in there the suggestion that if you're in a position to make a gift of $20,000, $15,000, now's the time to do it. We have to build a head of steam between now and the end of the week, don't we, Josh? We've got to get to the top of that mountain.
That's exactly right. It's only day two out of 5 days of our pledge drive, but, you know, those days are going to go really fast. Don't think, well, I'll get around to it later. Do it right now. Less than 10 minutes to go in this hour. We need to hear from you. Make that pledge, relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app, and join the family.
And another thing.
Have you heard this before?
Happy birthday to you.
No.
Happy birthday.
You haven't heard this before?
Happy birthday, dear. That's a big call. Happy birthday.
Oh, my. I know. Josh Raymond is the one who told me about this. Josh,
that's cool,
is a bigger Beatles fan than you.
No, he's not. That's impossible.
I think they just said, happy birthday, Patrick Madrid.
Now, what did they say when they say the name? What are they saying?
Saturday Club. They said Saturday Club. Yeah,
Patrick Madrid.
It was an old beat. Right. They said Patrick Madrid back in 1963.
Oh, yeah.
No, it was a live BBC show. I heard this years ago on some, you know, Beatles Hour on the radio that I was listening to. But no, it's a fun little known birthday song. Yeah. Most people know the birthday song from the White Album.
Yeah. Yeah, Cyrus played that earlier. You're right, Josh. I never heard that one before. And I thought I was all over the Beatles stuff. That one somehow got by me. Well, thank you for that. And Beatles all day long, as far as I'm concerned. That'd be a nice birthday present. I'd like to share a story with you guys and with everybody listening. This has to do with a lady that I met years ago. Her name is Anisha. And I want to set up the backstory because she sent me an email. She's listening in Los Angeles. So shout out to you, Anisha, if you're listening now. I was doing, you know, remember when we would have the Elevate conferences in different parts of the country? I was there at the Elevate conference. I believe this was in Long Beach, if I'm not mistaken, Long Beach, California. And I was at my book table greeting people and signing books. And this lady comes over to me, and she's Indian by background, but an American. And she says, would you mind if I help you at your book table? And I thought, sure, that'd be great. What's your name? So she introduced herself. We started talking. She said, but there's only one thing. I hope you don't mind. She says, I'm Hindu. And I said, I don't mind. I don't mind a bit. But that's interesting that you're a Hindu and this is a Catholic radio event. You're more than welcome. But how did that happen? She said, well, it's the most amazing thing. And I've told this story before a few times. She said, a week ago, I had never even heard about Catholic radio, didn't know anything about it. And she said, I went to the car wash and I dropped my car off at one end and I walk through the building. And then at the other end, when the car comes out, I get in and I drive away. And in the meantime, whoever had been working on vacuuming her car or cleaning out the insides had preset her car radio to us. At that time, it was Immaculate Heart Radio before the merger, Relevant Radio. So the person very cleverly programmed her car stereo to the Relevant Radio / Immaculate Heart Radio station. So she gets in the car and she doesn't know what she's listening to. It's not what she had it on before. And she's listening to all this stuff. And she's like, I don't even know where, how did this happen? Then she figured it out. So she started listening. And as she has told me the story a few times over the years, she said she became more and more fascinated by it. And she couldn't tear herself away from it. And so she began listening like throughout the day. And a week goes by and she had heard on the radio that we were having this Elevate conference. So she goes to the Elevate conference. And long story short, she wound up becoming a Catholic as a result of that. I love this story because of the happenstance of that person who set the thing. So when we return from this pledge drive moment that we have right now, I'm going to share with you an update email that I got from Anisha just a little while ago. And Anisha, if you're listening, thank you for thinking of me. And we're going to share it after this quick timeout.
All right, down to our last 5 minutes here of this hour, this first hour of the Patrick Madrid Show on Relevant Radio. Great time to make your pledge of support. And you can do that in a variety of ways. Very easy online at our website, relevantradio.com. You can also pledge through the Relevant Radio app, or you can give us a call at 877-291-0123. Again, nice and slow, that phone number, 877-291-0123. Josh Raymond here with Patrick. And Patrick, I love that idea of, you know, simple little ways that you can evangelize. Mm-hmm. Just, you know, when you rent a car, set the car radio to the local Relevant radio station. And I'm sure the person who did that has no idea the impact that they had on this person that you're talking about. What, tell me your name again.
Her name is Anisha, and she lives in L.A. Yeah.
Okay. And so, yeah, that's somebody who just, they kind of threw the seeds out there. You know, they sprinkled those seeds on the ground and said, well, maybe this will help somebody learn a little bit more about the Catholic faith, learn a little bit more about Christ. And those little moments, those little things that we do, you don't necessarily get, you know, this kind of payoff of, well, look at what I did, because it's not about us either, you know? It's about how can we open the door for the Holy Spirit to work in the lives of those who are around us. Maybe people we will never physically meet, but there's still people that God wants salvation for their soul. And you make that possible when you make that donation. And we're running short on time here, about 3.5 minutes left in this hour. We really want to hear from you right now. We've heard from about 7 people in the last 60 seconds. Let's double that in the next 60 seconds. Let's see if we can get 14 more people in 60 seconds. 877-291-0123. So I'm looking forward to the rest of the story here, Patrick.
Yeah, let me give it to you right now because it is short and sweet. And just to prove what you were just saying about sowing those seeds and not knowing where they're going to go or what will happen. So Anisha, she actually now works for the Archdiocese of Los Angeles.
Oh, wow.
Just amazing. So she says, I want to thank Relevant Radio and Patrick Madrid and his show and his personal influence, she says, when we were on a pilgrimage to the California missions, because all these things, most importantly, Relevant Radio, played a role in my journey. She says, I am serving now in ways unimagined. And then she gave me a link to an article in the Archdiocese of Los Angeles newspaper about what she's doing. And she says, none of it would have happened if I hadn't come into the faith with 9:30 a.m. and your show host as my guide. And all in caps, she says, thank you. And boy, what a beautiful way to sort of complete the circle, Anisha. And as you were saying, Josh, when people make their pledge at relevantradio.com or at the Relevant Radio app or call 877-291-0123, they're actually helping people just like Anisha, who may go on to do incredible things. I'm thinking, Josh, about what about all the priestly vocations yet to come in the future?
That's right.
And the strong marriages and vocations to the religious life. These are all things that are hanging in the balance that will require some help from Relevant Radio. So when people make their pledge today, they'll be helping us help them.
Yeah, and in fact, for those who don't know, this week is National Vocations Week here in the U.S. It's a great way for you to support vocations because we have heard from different priests, different sisters, different friars, those in religious life who have told us, they've contacted us and said, you know, what I heard on Relevant Radio, it really kind of opened that doorway for me to consider, is God calling me to religious life? And you can help future vocations with your donation at relevantradio.com through the Relevant Radio app or calling 877-291-0123. Again, the phone number 877-291-0123. We're down to 1 minute to go here, but 1 minute where any amount that you donate is matched dollar for dollar. Maybe you can give a larger gift. Maybe you can give a gift of $1,000, $2,000, $5,000, $10,000. We really do need your help. You know, not everybody can give that amount, and that's okay. Maybe you can give that one or that $200 gift. But want to say thank you to David listening in New Jersey, who stepped forward and made a pledge of $2,400, giving $200 a month. Thank you so much, David, for your generosity. And thank you to all of you who are continuing to support Relevant Radio. 30 seconds to go. That's still enough time for you to get in. Have your donation matched right now. More of the Patrick Madrid Show coming up next here on Relevant Radio.